good morning. Good morning. And thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I'm so excited, you guys, to be with you as I always am. So glad to be here today. I missed last week because I was on vacation. So well needed. I needed that trip. I'm going to talk more about that later on in the show, but I'm just so glad to be with you today. Today, our guest is, I'm excited about him, Sir the Baptist, R&B artist, recording artist, and songwriter. He does everything. He's collaborated with so many gospel artists and some of everybody. Sir the Baptist is going to be joining us live right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, along with my co-host, comedian Gina G. She's going to be bringing us trending tea. And what she say? I can't even say it. My voice is gone. What she say? You know what I mean. Anyway, and financial consultant Jeffrey Hill is going to be joining us, bringing us Financial Five. So we got a full show today. And of course, my ministerial moment. So this is going to be a fantastic show, one you don't want to miss. Go ahead, tune in and tell a friend all about what's going on right now. Okay, so let's go ahead into the weather, because we got to get into the weather. I hope your week is going well, you guys. We got snow here today. I can start off with that right now. Snow in D.C. all day, all night. We have snow, and it's 31 degrees. We have snow in D.C. coming all along the night, the afternoon and the night till about 12 a.m. In the morning. And then when we wake up, it's going to be 37 degrees and partly sunny. So, yes, it is a snow day here in the DMV. And Detroit, Michigan, you are cloudy right now, 28 degrees. You have snow coming to you around 3 p.m. You're going to be snowed all the way until around 10 p.m. You're waking up with 22 degrees and cloudy tomorrow, but you got snow coming as well. So I think snow is just in the forecast for us in most parts of the nation. In Richmond, Virginia, you are 31 degrees right now. You are rainy, rain all from this afternoon, all throughout the evening. You have rain throughout the night. You have rain. You got rain tomorrow. You're going to be waking up at 40 degrees. Your high is going to be 64 and rain. You got rain on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Richmond, VA. Jacksonville, Florida, you're cloudy too. 69 degrees is your weather right now. You got thunderstorms coming this afternoon around 4 p.m. You have evening and showers all the way up until 10 p.m. And you're going to be waking up with 66 degrees, but you're going to be partly cloudy tomorrow. We got London. Hi, London. You know, I got nothing but love for you. Partly cloudy, 54 degrees right now. And that's your high. Tomorrow morning, you're going to be waking up to 40 degrees and you're going to be sunny, high of 58 degrees tomorrow, Thursday. Los Angeles, you are 45 degrees and cloudy right now. You have your high is going to be 46. That's pretty cool for you guys. And that won't come until around 4 p.m. And you're waking up with 41 degrees, but you are partly cloudy tomorrow. And your high is going to be 57 degrees. Okay, we got to go into Miami. You're 79 degrees, mostly cloudy. Your high is going to be 80. South Australia, you are 70 degrees right now. You're going to be waking up to 66 degrees. And your high is going to be 93 and all sunny. Paris, you are 56 degrees right now. You're going to be waking up to 36 degrees, partly cloudy, 62 degrees tomorrow. All right. If I didn't say your city, your state, your continent, whatever you are, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. It doesn't matter what the weather's like. We're good, because you know why? God is in control and he rules and reigns and he has the final say. So whatever's going on in your life, whatever's going on, it doesn't matter. God is in control. All right. So remember that. Stay lifted up. Keep your eyes on him. Be focused and know that there's always in your now, there's always another opportunity. Okay. But right now, live your moments. All right. So today we're going to be talking about at Ministerial Moment, but I got to give you our sponsor for Ministerial Moment, which is, have you prayed desperate prayers to God, but have yet to hear an answer? Maybe you're about ready to give up. Maybe your friends or family are telling you to let it drop. Best-selling author John Eckhart has a different approach. Get more desperate. In his book, Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times, Eckhart invites you to a prayer life that sees results. He uses the story Hannah as a model and walks you through the five key points of her prayer that resulted in breakthrough. Through biblical teaching and practical application, you can persevere in prayer no matter where you are in life, how bad things may look, or or what situation you find yourself in. Check out Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. All right? Well, ministerial moment. What I have learned. I turned 50 for you all that don't know. I did turn 50 on February the 12th. And I am very excited about it. Some people, you know, I've heard, you know, stories, they mourn, they were sad. I don't know why. Listen, if you live the life that I've lived in the past, you will be glad that you made it to a milestone of 50. I'm excited about it. I thank God about it. I thank him for many more years to come. I'm believing him more so than ever that he's kept me for such a time as this and beyond. So I'm very excited about turning 50. I had a great celebration and I just really reflected on everything. I reflected on life. I reflected on how God really loves me and loves us and how much, you know, we do things and say things that is not pleasing unto him, but yet he sees fit that nothing can separate his love from us. Nothing. So I'm very excited about that. I'm very excited about what he's doing in our lives and all of the great things that he has in store and plans for us. It's nothing too hard for him. And I think about all of the challenging times, all of the times that my faith was tested, all of the times that I wanted to give up and all of that. But God just saw fit to keep me and just to see the results of just how well he's kept. It's just amazing to me. I'm very excited about that. So I'm thankful today. I'm very thankful for what God has done. I'm very thankful for just the health and strength that I have. I'm very thankful that I can, you know, I have a son. I'm healthy and I'm vibrant and I'm energetic and I'm excited about new beginnings and new opportunities, even at the age of 50. I want everybody to know that it doesn't matter how many years have gone by. It doesn't matter how long you've lived on this earth. It doesn't matter about any of that. What matters most is that you are willing. Ask God to give you the willingness that will sustain you, the willingness that will keep you and keep you in perfect peace and knowing that, you know, God is in control and that you can trust him for everything. We, you know, just knowing that God is in control satisfies me. And I'm not saying that I don't have moments where, you know, I'm shaken with fear or anxiety and those things arise. The fact of the matter is that even though those things arise, I have to remind myself that I have matured in the spirit realm as well as in the natural. And because I have matured, because of the age and because of what God has done and all that he's shown me, I have the right to choose to believe him. And so because when I choose to believe him, despite all that, and God knows everything, trust and believe he's equipping you in that position. When we go towards the lie that what about and what if he doesn't and what if it doesn't work and what if I get this bad report, if we stay in that point, then we don't allow him to really move. But thank God for his mercy of all the times we have done that and he still maneuvered around that, because guess what? Nothing is too hard for him. And whatever the devil meant for bad, he always works it out for good. So instead of the stressing and straining and worry, I've chosen to live life and stay in the now and kind of reflect on what he's done and what all he's shown me and how good he is and how awesome he is and how merciful he is. And every time I'm in that place, he equips me with more strength, more stability. Maybe it's somebody that will say something that will confirm something that I'm believing him for, or something that he said to me before, or something like that. He'll send someone to confirm it, or he'll, you know, maybe have no, I'll look at the clock and it'll be threes on the clock or three ones on the clock or something like that, something angelic to just let me know that he's with me. And once I get that, I'm like, okay, I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know when you're going to do it, but you're going to do it. So none of us are exempt from any trials and tribulations. None of us are exempt from tests. None of us are exempt from the enemy roaming to seek who he can devour. But what I can tell you that I made it. And if I made it, you can too. That's what I'm going to say to you. You can too. You can make it too. So be encouraged and know that God loves you and know that life goes on. And with him, it is all good. All right. So I just wanted to let you know that. I want you to Just eat that up and may that be a blessing to you. But right now we're going to take a commercial break and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Say your name and then say you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Are you ready? Starting right now.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boys, Tre'Krae and Adrian of LAFCO, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Man, you did that right the very first time. I'm impressed. You want to do it again? Go ahead now.
Hey, 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 what's going on, everybody? It's your boys, LAFCO, Tre'Krae and Adrian, and you are listening to the Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
One more time, just for the sake of doing it again, starting now.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boys, LAFCO, Tre'Krae and Adrian, and you know what it is. It's Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Doug. Oh, my goodness. I love them. Last call. They are doing so amazing. They are doing a wonderful, wonderful job and just climbing the charts with victory. By the hands of the Almighty, I've been set free, healed. I love that song. Yeah. So anyway, you guys, so back to my trip. We were talking. We went on a cruise, actually, Gina G and myself, and it was amazing. So we had a good time, and we met so many people. And I'm very shocked that a lot of people don't know how many people have not gone on cruises. Well, listen, we have had a ball on the cruise, and this was my first time, and Gina G has gone on several times. So it was really, really good. So we had a great time. We danced and we laughed and it was a whole lot of food for sure. And we just had a great time and we went to Cozumel, Mexico, and it was really nice. The weather was good. It was sunny. Just laying out on a beach and stuff like that. For my 50th, that's exactly what I wanted to do. I really wanted to just lay out and just relax and just enjoy being 50. So it was good. So anybody that is interested in going on a cruise, I highly recommend it. You need to go ahead and try it out and see for yourself. There's so many different ports. We took ours out of Miami. There is ports in Baltimore. There's ports somewhere everywhere. So you can like check out and see what cruise line you want to go on and where you want to, you know, go out of and see. I don't think that where we were going, there was a port out of Virginia or out of Baltimore. So we had to go to Miami, but there's always inexpensive flights. And once you're on there and your cruise is paid for, you don't really need a whole lot. I mean, I really was surprised about how little I spent on the cruise. And it was just a great time. I was shocked. I went back through everything and was like, oh my goodness, this is very good. I didn't have to spend a whole lot. So anybody that's on a budget or whatever, even if you're not, I mean, it's good because you're going to be able to get a lot for your money. So it's really, really good. So yeah, so I highly recommend you do a cruise. I enjoyed it. You can go anywhere on your cruise. It's so much fun. It is so much fun. So anyway, we're going to take another commercial break and we'll be right back after these messages.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Don't you go nowhere. Don't you go nowhere. Hey, this is Shirley Murdoch, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right. Joining me now is financial consultant Jeffrey Hill. What you got for us today, Jeff?
Ma'am, good morning, ladies. I hope all is well with you. This is Jeff Hill, Hill Financial Group with the Financial Five. First of all, I would like to say a shameless plug. Congratulations to me. I was voted top 100 in finance this year. So, again, that's really, really, really exciting.
Well, now, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, guys,
that's
this
a blessing.
Is the first time here in the Financial Five, so let me kind of give you guys a quick rundown. It is February, so we're going into the second, coming into the third month of the year, and a lot of people are already behind on their finances. So my word for you today is discipline. You have to pay the cost of discipline to achieve your financial goals. I don't care what the number was that you started with that you said you wanted to save this year. You have to consciously make that decision to save. So we know it's not how much we make, it's how much we spend. Because if we spend less, we can keep more. So the whole idea behind it is find different ways to save money, whether that's, you know, not going to the grocery store when you're hungry. That's a really easy way to save money. I know I've done that plenty of times. I used to make a joke. You know, the grocery store would charge me an extra $100 if I shopped after 8 o'clock or something like that. That's because I would go in there when I was hungry, and I would get a whole bunch of unnecessary things. So we have to be mindful of stuff like that. Don't be afraid to shop around for lower interest. I know I touched on that a little bit last year. But, again, there's no loyalty that you have to some of these insurance companies out there because they'll jack your rates up. If your credit score goes down, they feel like now it's time to increase your rates. But when your credit rate goes up, they don't give you a call and say, hey, listen, we're going to go ahead and lower that. It typically only works one way for them. So, again, do not be afraid to go out and shop those rates. A lot of times your cable bills are eating you alive. You're paying $250 a month for 5,000 channels, and you only watch three of them. Look at different ways to do that. Netflix offers a $40 a month package, and you can get your local programming plus some of the main shows that you would normally watch. So I know when I do my annual reviews with clients, budgeting is a lot of things that we cover because, again, if we're putting plans in place for your future and we don't give you the equipment or the strategy, then we're not going to be really good at what we do as advisors. We're just saying, hey, listen, make sure you save enough money, but nobody's telling you what that enough is. And then when you look at what you want for the future, if you don't understand your current present value of spending habits, then we're not going to get there either. So the biggest thing is having a budget, and it's not a mental one. Write it down. If you have a hard time writing it down, use an app like Mint. Mint is a free app. You connect your bank accounts to it, and you can go in there and set your spending goals for the month. And if you go over that, you will get an alert from Mint telling you, hey, your budget or your goal was $200 for eating out, and now you're at $600. You need to stop. because sometimes we need that extra bit of accountability to help us out, because most people aren't disciplined, which is why we keep falling behind financially. So my goal is for you guys to not be in that position this time next year by making a few simple life hacks and brain hacks to say, what am I really doing with my finances? Some of you might be recuperating from Valentine's Day. I get it. We want to do nice things for nice people, but don't go broke trying to impress people, okay? You have to have the discipline to tell them, no, we can't go out today. And sometimes that's the hardest thing that we want to do, because we want to fake it till we make it when it comes to our money. But again, who are you really faking? You're only faking yourself when you're trying to spend the money that you don't have. So that's my tip for you guys today in the Financial Five. My number is 501-291-0708. If you guys need to call, there's never a cost or obligation for you guys to do any business. It doesn't cost you to call and get information. But you can also find me on Facebook at Hill Financial Group, Inc. You can find me on Instagram at HFG, Inc. Or you can just call me.
Wow, that is awesome. Well, tell us more, Jeff, about this whole celebration that we're doing. Tell us about that. Tell us how it started. Yeah. Tell us all about it. So, I'm so excited for you, and thank you so much for the tips. I hope you guys are receiving this information. Jeff Hill is always on point with everything. He is well studied, and he knows what he's talking about. So you got to get in touch with him if you need any further assistance or consultation about your finances now, because he's also a speaker. And he goes around the nation and all over the world, and he goes and he trains people and he teaches people and all kind of things. Tell us how you got this celebration. Tell us what it is and how you got into it.
Man, you know, how I got into it, I never know how I win awards sometimes. I really do not. It's one thing when I'm speaking, you know, because, again, I'm speaking and I'm competing, so I understand that. But I got a call one day. And they say, you've been nominated for top 100 in finance, and I actually made it. So it was completely out of the blue. I don't know who nominated me, what was going on, but I am very thankful and appreciative. And what I can say is, to your point, I do a lot. You know, I travel a lot. I'm all over the place, and maybe that's what it was. So people see the things that I've done on social media and the content that I put out there. And just the movement of my business, I don't know. I'm just highly thankful and blessed that somebody thought enough of me to recommend me for that award, and I received it with thanks and appreciation for sure. So it's been crazy. I'll send you guys the link. You can check out the article. It's me and 99 other people. So you know, I'm excited. That's all I can say about that. I am absolutely fortunate to be in the presence of 99 other people in the country, because that's a lot of advisors out there, and to be in the top 100 says a lot.
Wow, that is so awesome. I am so glad for you. I really am. I am so glad. Well deserved, well deserved. I know we have been talking a little bit about I actually was listening to the radio today, and we were talking about they were talking about on air while I was going to work about just, you know, dating and all of that stuff. And we've been really talking about all that stuff. And you're a young feller. And I know that you got a lot of things going on and you're, you know, seeking the Lord on a regular basis. What has it been like for you going into this new year, this new season? And it was, you know, Valentine's Day and all of that stuff. How was that for you? Did you have a lot of females hoping that they could be your Valentine?
Not to my knowledge. I don't give anybody a call. So, for me, it was Singles Appreciation Day, which is technically celebrated the day after. I just did me. You know, if I'm going to show love to anybody, I got to learn how to show love to myself first before I can, you know, focus on trying to love anybody else. So I just hung out with one of my cousins. We went out to a Forget Valentine's Day party and just had, you know, family fun. Because I don't normally get to hang out. Even though we live in the same city, we don't always get to hang out with each other. So that was it for me. I bought myself a little box of chocolate to aid in my sweet tooth. And that's it. My focus is on business and growing and growing, you know, deeper in Christ and my walk. And one of the things my pastor always says, and I hold this true, He said, run hard for the Lord. Run hard with all your heart. Whoever is keeping up with you, he's like, look to your left and to your right. Whoever's keeping up with you, that's probably the person you need to marry. So when he said that, I started to change my focus. And said, well, let me try that, because I've tried dating and things the wrong way. Let me try something different. Let me try something more grounded in faith and spirituality, and let's put it in his hands.
I love it. Well, to all of you guys and gals out there, that this was a word of wisdom, and I concur 100%. I think it's very, very important that we keep our eyes and focus, and whatever's meant to be will come to us. And I just believe that that's, you know, this is a season for those that are doing that. Love will find you. I always believe that, and I stand by that 100%. And you and I have had many, many conversations. Oh, so yeah. You already know that I already know. And, you know, and no matter what the age is, it's just whatever it is, you just keep being consistent with what's in front of you. I think the main distraction is the it. You know, we people want it so bad, it becomes a thing and an it to us, you know, and it's a distraction. Whereas if you're just going about your business, and, you know, it's okay to put yourself out there, you know, to make it known, okay, I'm ready to date. But don't make it so much where it's just your whole consistent thought process every day. I think it's more attractive when you are not so eager and not so anxious. I don't want to say desperate, but anxious. And I think that is very important for us to get in that place, because I think it's attractive. Don't you think it's more attractive when somebody's doing their thing and, you know, and they like, yeah, I'm cool. I would like to date, you know, but I got to do this to make sure that I'm ready to be able to do what I can do with you. You know, if we're so busy putting that relationship or that desire before everything else, it gets off balance. You can't have the relationship without having some stability financially or a roof or whatever to provide, or as a man or whatever, right? So you have to have all those things in order. And I just don't get people that try to date when they're not in order. Like, what are you going to do with me after you get me?
Right. You know, I saw something on Facebook, and I made a video about it. Somebody said, why is it when you know you're insecure and unstable, you're trying to get into a relationship? And, you know, it's kind of like what you were just saying. Like, sometimes you just need to take time to heal and be yourself and focus on you before you need to try to be in a relationship, you know? And I think so many times people, they feel like somebody else has to be the person to make them happy. And when that person isn't fixing them and making them happy, they want to cast insecurities that way. So, you know, I'm a firm believer, just being by yourself and loving yourself first before you can know how to love other people. Learn how to be happy within just you.
That's really it. I mean, my thing is, if you're still in transition, maybe after a divorce or separate, whatever it is, and you're like living in limbo and you don't know how your day to day is going, I don't think it's fair enough to bring anyone else into your life until you have some kind of, especially as men, you have to be a leader, you know, lead someone in a direction. If you lost in the sauce, then you're going to bring somebody and they're going to be all lost with you saucy. And it's no good. It absolutely doesn't make sense. So have it together. I'm sure you look good. I'm sure you smell good. I'm sure, you know, ladies and men, I'm sure that all of that is great. But what's the substance behind that is that you have to have some kind of foundation so you guys can come together and be strong as ever. And you can actually be in a position of not desperation, but submission to a leadership. You know, a leader, somebody that will come and have, you know, a vision and an idea and all that. And you come and be a helpmate and, you know, bring what you got and y'all just blow up together. That's what I always say. Right, Jeff? Don't you going to get with somebody, y'all going to blow up together, right?
Right. That's the idea. Like when I say power couple, I truly mean power couple. But, you know, I hate to use the phrase, you're only as strong as the weakest link. But again, if you're not both aligned in the right vision, somebody is going to be a drag on that, right? And that's one thing that I kind of ran into dating, because I'm such a high-paced, high-producing person. you know, women would come in and be insecure because they feel like, oh, well, he doesn't necessarily need me. He's going to find us somewhere else. Instead of you know, us working together, it was always, no, wait, turn around and look at me. Forget everything else you were doing. And that's, you know, I've given myself too much in that direction. And that's something that I'm not willing to compromise on, is to slow down now and turn the other way and forget everything that I was working toward. That's the thing that attracted her to me. But when they see it, it's like, oh, man, I don't know how to fit within this puzzle piece.
Yeah.
So let me try to bring everything down. No.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I know that people that are listening, a lot of single people are listening, married people are listening. It works with everybody, especially just as being a couple. You know, you have to be able to be strong in you, but not so much where you're not able to blend and merge. You just have to be, I mean, every company, it's always going to be a company that's weaker than the other. That's why mergers happen. You know what I mean? Every Fortune 500 company, it's always one that needed something that the other company has. So the merge always works out, hopefully to benefit both parties, and they blow up together. I think that it's okay for women to be the most just a little vulnerable and weak in areas, because the men are built to be leaders and strengthening that way. I think that that's what it's meant. But I also believe in the Proverbs 31 woman that had all of these things going on, all these gifts and all these things, so her husband would never have to, you know, it's always a wave underneath, or wind, you know, beneath his wing, or some type of support, you know. And I think that's what we have to, you know, keep in mind. It's not that you run the household, but it is that you have some substance with you as a female to be able to be that helpmate and be able to walk with your husband side by side. And actually, you know, God's going to tell him something, and we have to be like, okay, well, okay. I don't know. He didn't tell me that, but I'm a pray about it. And I'm going to go with you, you know, whatever, you know, but never to tear him down or never discourage him from being a leader. So that's a whole nother conversation. But anyway, Jeff,
you know, we can get on the soapbox and run with it.
I know. That's why I had to stop myself. We got comedian Gina G joining us right now with Trending T. Gina G, what's going on, girl?
Oh, my God. It's so much going on. On top of all y'all was talking about, Lord Jesus. Oh, oh. Save the children. Y'all ain't got to come with all this realness today. But I'm going to come with some tea. But I got some hot chocolate, because out here in Virginia, it is freezing. I don't know what, I know it's snowing in D.C., but right here in Virginia, it is 33 degrees. It is rainy, sleet, snowy. It's all of the above. So this is going to be some hot chocolate today, since y'all on dating and smelling good. I heard it all. Okay. So Bernie Sanders, y'all. Bernie Sanders, we all know and love Bernie Sanders, who was the hip candidate who ran against Hillary Clinton before Trump just took over everything. He is running in 2020. And the big thing about Bernie Sanders, y'all, is that he's 77 years old. So folks they ain't going to vote for him because they don't know if he's going to make it. I'm going to tell you something. It don't matter how old you are. It is only about how good you feel inside. And I'm telling you, I just might vote for Bernie Sanders. He is running for president 2020. Jesse Smollett, which is that's the Empire star that allegedly got attacked through a hate crime, being not only black but also gay. He claims that two white men attacked him outside a Subway with MAG hats on. They tied a noose around his neck. Come to find out, y'all, that was all fake news. Come to find out, Jesse Smollett allegedly paid two Nigerian men to attack him and to come up with this story of him being attacked by two white men. So it's all over the internet. If you have not heard about it, I don't know what rock you've been under, because it don't matter what country you are in listening to Dr. Gina Radio Chat, you have heard of Jesse Smollett and this fake news. So investigation is still going on right now. So people are trying not to blame him or say it's a lie until it's a fact. But just to know it's in the air that it might be a lie is what scares me. So people are talking about how, you know, white people lie about black people committing crimes on them all the time. This is just reversed. But I think Jesse set the whole. Come on, Jesse. We got Jesse Smollett and Jesse Jackson. They love to act up. Look, don't be making up stories about hate crimes, because it's serious people out here. It's a 10-year-old boy that's getting harassed at school for being transgender. I mean, there's so much going on in the world, and to be able to have to fake something like this, it's just a sad story. They said he didn't ruin Black History Month for all of us, so I don't know. Karl Lagerfeld, I know, I don't even want to keep going on about his little fake news. Karl Lagerfeld, which is one of Dr. Gina's Radio Chat's favorite designers, Mr. Chanel himself, has passed away, you guys. The designer of Chanel has passed away, Karl Lager. It's a tragic day in fashion. So if you got a Chanel bag, you better hold on to it, because I ain't even going to be able to tell you when you're going to get another good one. So hold on to your Chanel bag.
They'll just keep recycling the same in different colors, the classics.
Well, I know for a fact Dr. Gina has an original. So hold on to it, Gina. Hold on to it.
Hold on.
Barbie reveals that they have a new Barbie coming out in a wheelchair. Who is
with limbs.
Yeah, so Barbie is going to have a new Barbie in a wheelchair. It's going to be out in June from Mattel. So that's just so that, you know, kids can see themselves in their toys, which is a great thing. They've already done African-American dolls. It is great for them to have one also with a disability. So it's a wonderful thing. Good job, Mattel. And we have a Hunter. This is the end, because I got to end it on. Well, I got some other juice, but this is the last worldly news that I have. But a Hunter reportedly pays $110,000 to kill and pose with a rare mountain goat.
Oh.
So I'm just telling y'all out here. First of all, these are all God's creatures. Now, it's not like it's a roach that's bothering you in your house, or a mosquito that bit you and now you itching. This is a rare goat that they're probably going to be extinct soon. This man has paid $110,000 to kill and pose with this mountain goat. So I'm going to let you know right now, as much as I could use $110,000, there ain't no way you're going to find me looking for this rare mountain goat. And if you see a picture of it on CNN, on Instagram, you will see I'm not fooling with this mountain goat. So if you are near this goat trying to kill it and pose with it, please don't oblige this man and kill this very rare goat for $110,000. There's so many other things that this man could do with his money. I mean, come on now. It's just ridiculous. Now, in Hollywood news, this is my last piece of juice, and hopefully this will warm you up. Because we love the Kardashians. But the word on the street is that Khloe Kardashian's baby daddy, Tristan Thomas, because we don't even know him for basketball no more. Once you get with a Kardashian, all your accolades is gone. You just a Kardashian man now. So Khloe's baby daddy, Tristan Thompson, has been caught having an affair with Kylie, who is Khloe's sister, best friend, Jordan Woods.
Who now?
So, you know Kylie's best friend, who she has a makeup line with, her friend Jordan Woods?
Yeah, who's having an affair with her?
Tristan Thomas, Khloe's baby daddy.
Oh, I'm done. Drop the mic. I'm done. I don't even want to talk no more about that. I'm over it. I'm done. I don't even want to pollute the show with that nonsense.
I'm telling you, y'all got to be careful. Just watch. If you're out here dating, we are done. Hold on. Just hold on.
We're done. Yeah, that's it. Okay. Gina G with the trending T. All right, Jeff. Thank you so much for sitting in with us on that.
No problem, ladies. Always a pleasure. It's terrible. Don't talk about it.
All right, Jeff. Until next time.
All right, Jeff.
Love you. Okay. All right. Well, listen, let me go ahead and give this news since we're talking about news. Unfortunately, we got some kind of schedule situation with Sir the Baptist. So, you know, I always keep it real on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. And that's why I've been kind of like in and out of conversations and letting Jeff do his thing, because I've had to deal with texts and things like that from his management. Unfortunately, Sir the Baptist may not be having a signal where he's at, because he's traveling from, it says San Francisco to Chicago. and that he doesn't believe he has any reception because he's been trying to reach him and his role manager the whole time, and he can't get to them either. And he says he is so sorry, he sincerely apologizes, and he hopes that he can be rescheduled on the show. And I let him know that I do understand things happen. You know, we've had a few situations like this, but, you know, things happen. And he said that if he can get him on within the next, you know, before the show is over, he will. But other than that, if we can reschedule him, would be great. And that he deeply apologizes for that. So that's why I let, you know, Jeff always want to talk about, you know, dating and celibacy. You know, I just let him go on and have it. You know what I'm saying? I was in, but then I really wasn't. I was doing a double dutch because I was talking to the manager and, you know, having conversation with Jeff. So it might have sounded like I was kind of, you know, dry, but I was really trying to deal with this because he's been texting me a lot through the show, really trying to make this happen. He said, I will handle that with the day-to-day when I speak to... Okay, because she should have noticed that. Okay, the move to them. Okay, so anyway, he's going to deal with that. And he's very apologetic, and I appreciate that. And I got my manager talking to him, too. So all is well. Things happen, you guys. You know, we always have people on here. Sometimes things do happen. But you know what? We always keep it live on Dr. Gina's radio chat. And it's, you know... It's always another Wednesday. Next Wednesday, we got some people that's going to be going on. I'm going to make the announcement, and you guys are going to be happy about that. And then when Sir the Baptist is somewhere settled, he will be able to come and join us after all. And, you know, things happen. Thank God for internet and things like that, because we've had people do interviews. Who was that? Cindy Trim. She actually was doing her interview at a hospital. We got people. Dietrich Haddon did his interview riding in a car, going from one venue to another. So, I mean, things happen, you guys, and I hope you're not too disappointed, but we always try to deliver here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. And guess what? You always got me and Gina G.
We're always here.
We are always here live in the chat. So, Gina, I was telling everybody about the trip and everything, right? I was telling them, since now we know what's going on with Sir the Baptist, he will be joining. We'll make an announcement about that when he'll be rejoining us. Okay, so now moving on. The trip. Okay.
The trip. The good times we had in Key West. And in Mexico, oh my gosh, I had a good time. I hope you enjoyed your birthday. I really do. I hear water sounds. Dr. Gina's radio chat is going through it today. Oh, the devil is not going to win today. That's what he's not going to do. We trying to talk about Key West and Mexico. Oh. Dr. Gina's birthday on that cruise ship was so fun. We had such a good time. I wanted her to talk about her good time on her birthday. But a little technical difficulties is all we're having this morning. I hope everybody else's morning is going a little bit better than ours.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle, and Born Into Sin Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
And so.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor William McDowell, and right now you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
I know that's what they're listening to.
Girl, we got this weather here in D.C., so I don't even know. I mean, between third of Baptist and this, I don't know. We're back. All right. We're live.
We are live, and my sister Sky, all the way in Los Angeles, was like, we hear you.
My mother said, you drop. And then she was like, she said, Gina G, keep going until she gets back on.
I mean, I wish I could have heard
here.
I'm asking questions to myself.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, this is live radio, you guys. This is where the snowstorm is affected here in the DMV area, so you got to just bear with it. But anyway, I was saying that we would do the trip and everything and how much fun.
Yes.
And have you never been on a cruise, how much fun it is and everything. So I encourage people to go on and join and get a cruise. I think it's great. Didn't you have a good time? But you go on a lot.
I mean, I've been on a few. I wish I was a world traveler like that, but I've been on a few. But this one was really, really fun. I mean, I'm not a big fan of Cozumel, and I want to just keep it real for the people because I wish somebody would have kept it real for us. Cozumel is not the place to go and cruise to. Let me just make that known. So if you are out there and you're planning a cruise for whatever reason, I want you to really, really research Cozumel, find you some great beaches to go to, because I'm telling you, honey, you better learn Spanish, and I'm talking about quick. Or you gonna be somewhere on a small, tiny little beach with 35 million other people, and they selling you stuff every 2 seconds. I'm talking about, I'm thinking next time it's gonna have to be Cancun or what's the other one, Cabo or something like that. Cozumel just wasn't my favorite, but I did enjoy that.
Well, this is the thing about Cozumel to me. I know Gina G, she really was like bothered because they really was trying to start a revolution on the beach. Her and our guest because of some server or whatever. But I had a great time. Overall, I lounged. I did everything I wanted to do. I wasn't letting anything bother me or anything. I just really had a good time. Now, would I choose to go to Cozumel again? No, because I've already been there. And it wasn't that great, but I enjoyed the company and the laughs and the fun and just being able to lay back because I work so much. We work so much. So to me, I was just looking at it in that perspective, but I danced, and that was a funny thing.
Oh, my God. Please go to my Instagram if no one
has. Oh, my God.
I posted it, and I just want to let you guys know that if you are going to go on any cruise, any party, anything, learn how to twerk lessons one-on-one. Our infamous Dr. Gina.
I don't twerk.
That baby needed some help, okay?
Because I don't twerk.
She doesn't, and she means that. And I'm telling y'all
I
right
don't
now,
twerk. One thing for sure, you can tell that I don't be out there doing a lot of stuff. So, I mean, I try to, you know, live to, you know, what I'm supposed to or whatever, but I don't twerk, and I tried to do a little wiggle, and it was funny, so.
Honey, it was half funny. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a good time. You know, it's good to let your hair down sometimes and, you know, enjoy the moment and soak in all of the good times. So I really thought it was a wonderful, wonderful sight to see you try to twerk. But we had a good time. We met some great people. We ate some good food. I mean, it was just I hope your 50th birthday, Dr. Gina, was everything that you wanted it to be and even a little bit more. You know, I got some t-shirts made. No one could believe that she was 50. Everyone just kept saying, what? So, I mean, I hope you enjoyed your trip. And I want to say thank you to Ella, Prestige, to travel Charlotte.
Oh, yeah. Shout out.
With this great cruise that we were on, because it was really nice, and we really enjoyed the people that we were with. So if you haven't been on a cruise, I really strongly suggest that you take one. I will not suggest Cozumel, but I suggest you take one anyway.
I liked it all. I had a great time overall. I have no complaints. I'm still feeling a little, wavy. I feel like I'm still on a boat. But I had actually went to the doctor yesterday because I had like a slight ear infection prior to the trip, and I was hoping that it would have gone away. And so when I got on the plane, because it doesn't hurt. It was feeling like I had to like pop, like my ear had to pop, you know, like when you're on a plane or if you blow through your nose and it pop, but it would never pop. So I was like, okay, well, surely when I get on the airplane, it's going to pop. And it didn't. And then when I got on the boat, it was fine. I wasn't sick. I wasn't anything. And then the waters is kind of rough the last couple of days. And I thought when I got back on the plane, it was going to pop to come back home, but it didn't. And so I went to the doctor yesterday, and they told me that, quite interesting, that even without the ear infection, because they said my ear canal was a little swollen from a cold that I had. So they gave me some ear drops and some nasal spray and all of that stuff. And it actually feels a little better after just using it like a couple of times last night. And so I say all that to say that when I talked to them, they said that it's like jet lag. Sometimes you still feel the motion of the ocean when you're on land. Because I promise you. And then they said because of a little bit of the fluid that's behind the swollen canal, for me, it's continuing on a little bit longer. Until that goes, then it'll, be completely gone because, So just to let you guys know, not only, if you think you might get seasick, check with your doctor, get something over the counter. Also, just get your ears checked and all that stuff. Just make sure that your balance is good and all of that, and just go and have fun. That's all I can say. I had a ball.
I got in the water. It's just you have to let your hair down. I mean, even if you got a lace front on, get that thing wet. It don't matter. I didn't see somebody lose a braid. I mean, look here. Do your thing on that cruise. Don't let nobody bother you. Enjoy yourself. Rest. I mean, you don't really get any rest. Let's just be honest.
No, you don't.
Every day you're doing something.
Every day.
You're changing your clothes three or four times a day. I mean, you are just.
Yeah, I change my clothes a lot.
So you're trying to relax. To me, I don't think the cruise is where
it's like a big old family reunion type of thing, like a big old kickback. And it's just all different sets. Like they got different floors with different bands, and they have like different shows, and then they have karaoke. The karaoke, Motown stuff. It's just always something fun and something to do, and you just go and do it. So, I mean, if you go by yourself, even you'll meet so many people. I mean, it's just one of those type of things. It's just such a setting like that. But anyway, we had a good time. You're going to be on a cruise this weekend, Gina G. What you got going on?
I will be, not this weekend. This weekend I am performing on the Spirit of Norfolk this Friday, it's a yacht that cruises the whole bay, because, it's Virginia Beach here. So I'm headlining that show. That's going to be fun. Saturday night I'm at the Williamsburg Comedy Club, so that's going to be great. My nephew turns 1 year old. We're having his little shark to do to do. Daddy Shark, Lulu, whatever the song is. I don't even want to sing it because it's going to get stuck in my head. His birthday party Saturday, but next weekend, my birthday is on the 28th. My son's birthday is March 5th, and we're headed to the Bahamas. So it's going to be a whole different type of cruise trip. I'm going to be in mommy wife mode, and so it's just going to be different. But I'm hoping to show my son a great time for his 13th birthday.
Oh, I'm sure that he will. My son's birthday is the same day. I'm taking him to, and some friends to, Busch Gardens. He wants to do that in June, but he's going to do like a sharpened thing, a dinner thing for that day. He wants everybody, after they get out of school, to come. Right. And, you know, I don't know. You heard that conversation. He wanted like 7-10 people to go with us. And I was like, I don't think that's going to happen. I think 10 people. I thought we was going to do with the body, the core. I didn't know we was doing the tentacles. I don't even know the limbs. I didn't know. I thought we were dealing with, you know, the main folks. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and do that. But you guys should have an amazing time. You know, your husband and your son, that's going to be awesome. Well, this weekend, I don't have anything going on, but it's a lot of stuff going on this summer, this spring. Mm-hmm. I'll keep you guys posted on scheduling and everything, but you guys need to follow us on social media to keep up with everything that's going on with us. You can always follow us on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat on the Facebook page. You can go on and like it, and you can also join me and follow me. You can't, I don't think you can be my friend, but you can still follow me on Dr. Gina R. Prince. You can follow me on that on Facebook, but go on my Instagram, Gina R. Prince, and check me out there. Everything updated. Everything that's going on, you can see it right there. Twitter, I need a little help, but I'm on there. And you can always go on my podcast, The Keys Against the Enemy podcast, which is on the podcast network. You can go on Google Play. You can go on Apple Podcasts, or you can also go on YouTube and check out The Keys Against the Enemy, the CPN network, and go ahead and join the 5 million subscribers that's with them on Charisma Podcast Network. Also, Gina G, your information is what? So they can follow you.
Of course, it's Gina G Too Funny, Gina G the number 2 Funny on Instagram, and T-O-O Funny on Facebook. You know, Snapchat is Gina G Too Funny. Not a big Twitter fan, but, you know, just find me. You just look up Gina G. Just look up Florida's Funniest, okay? And you will find me.
So you laughing about my twerk, and I'm really sad. I thought you thought it was cute.
You know what? I'm laughing out of love. I'm laughing out of love. But I want the people to be a judge of that for themselves. So go on my page and look at the video yourself, and you be the judge.
I don't twerk.
You be the judge of that. There's nothing that I can do for you. There's nothing. I mean, we were on the dance floor teaching. We had some, because the cruise is just universal. So you got some Spanish. I mean, it was a wonderful cruise. So we had the Latinas teaching us how to salsa and first of all, Latin dancing is just the most sexiest, sensual dance. I mean, you could be dancing with a stranger and just feel like he is your one true love. Just one dance with them. So big shout out to my Latinas, because I'm telling you, their dancing is so beautiful. But they were teaching us their line of dancing. We was teaching them our line of dancing. I mean, it was just a great time. I love when from all different races and backgrounds of life can get together and just enjoy one another. And just like our bus driver said, it's only one race, and that's the human race. So I loved it. I enjoyed every moment. I did. I really did.
It was good. So
yeah.
So all of y'all saved and all, go on there and have a good time and have fun. This is one big family. Now, don't y'all be doing the wobble wobble and all of that stuff at y'all family reunions and barbecues. Go on there and have fun. They play all kind of music, too, which I really love. They play Caribbean music, Spanish music, everything. They just played, you know, pop, everything. They just played everything. So it wasn't really, it really just didn't feel like, It just didn't feel, it felt very freeing, universal, and just loving. It was very good. And you see the same people, you walk past, hey, you know, you start recognizing people and knowing people, even if you don't hang out with them, you know, you just start recognizing them. You just like, hey, you know, how you doing? Well, y'all having fun, you know? Things. And it's nice. Yeah. And every cruise is different. So I know that, you know, Carnival and Royal Caribbean and all of the other ones, there's so many Norwegian, there's so many different ones and so many different places that you can go, also around the world. So it's really good. All right, well, listen, this brings us to the end of the show, and we really had to deal with a lot of stuff.
We
sure did. This was a rough one, but we made it through. The devil is
we alive. Made it through. We made it through because that's what we do. In any case, listen, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. We are always loving you right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. You never know who's going to be joining us live on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Next week, tune in. Follow us on social media so you can get the announcement of who's going to be booked for next Wednesday. It's going to be a great show, as always, because you always got Dr. Gina and Gina G.
Hey, always.
Always. All right, you guys, until next time, we are loving you right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, live in